Hi. Good morning. Okay, so like Connie introduced me, I am Katrin Alb, and I work at the Women's Center out of the Tulane University School of Public Health and Tropical Medicine. And I'm first going to be presenting on just a program that promotes breastfeeding support at work in all sorts of businesses in New Orleans. My co-authors are Stacy Cunningham, Dr. Jeanette Magnus, and Marcy Brewer Aslan. And I have nothing to disclose, no financial relationship. Okay, so I'm sure most of you have heard about the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act that was passed last March. And I'm sure most of you have also heard about the Section 4207, which is also called the Breastfeeding Mothers Section. And this part of the law that was passed with the PPACA really states that an employer, or all employers pretty much, must provide, number one, a reasonable break time for mothers, for employee mothers to express their breast milk, and also a location, a place, other than a bathroom, for that employee to express the breast milk. Employers with less than 50 employees, and that's total employees, not necessarily just the employees in one location, can claim hardship in terms of whether it's financial or physical space. And this act does not preempt state law. However, Louisiana, which is where we're going to talk about today, does not have a workplace breastfeeding law, so the federal law stands. Okay, and briefly, I just wanted to address, why this law is so necessary. Really, women comprise almost half of the U.S. labor force, and about 60% of all women are employed. So that's a great deal of the labor force. Women with children are the fastest growing segment of this labor force, and about 60% of women with children under age three are actually employed full-time. In terms of how this pertains directly to breastfeeding, most women return to work in less than 6 months after birth. So if they're returning to work within these 6 months, and obviously all of our recommendations are for strongly breastfeeding for at least 6 months, then we clearly need support in the workplace in order for these moms to continue working or going back to work. And women often experience milk supply problems if accommodation is not in place. So if there's no place or break time for them to pump, then mom supply can go down if they're not pumping, and therefore they are just going to be most likely breastfeeding for a shorter overall duration. We don't want that. Also, this law benefits low-wage workers. The law really specifically only covers hourly or non-exempt employees. It doesn't cover salaried employees yet because it amended the Fair Labor Standards Act. So that's something we have to work on. But salaried employees generally have their own, office, more accommodations for taking break time. So we're glad that this law covers, low-wage employees. In response to the federal law, we established the New Orleans Breastfeeding Support Program in July of 2010, so a few months after the law was passed. And our goal is to really encourage employers in Louisiana, but specifically in New Orleans, we're starting New Orleans and then, branching out to all of Louisiana, to create an environment that promotes, protects, and supports breastfeeding in the workplace. And the way that we are helping employers do that is to provide them with necessary information about the law and about how they can, information and tools to establish workplace lactation programs. Okay, so one of our main aims is to guide businesses through the five stages of change, and this is taken from the Trans-Theoretical Model of Behavior Change, to implement lactation support and to become really breastfeeding-friendly businesses. So we take them from, well, different businesses are at obviously different stages already when we are in contact with them, but our goal is to take them from pre-contemplation, which is not even thinking about how lactation support, or not even really knowing about lactation support, not, no thoughts, through contemplation, you know, thinking about it, preparation, action, and then our goal is to have all of our businesses really be maintaining lactation support for providing it for all employees that might come through the doors that need that. So these are, when I'm talking about lactation support, our definition of lactation support is multifaceted. We have five components that we believe make up a comprehensive lactation support program. And these components are generally taken from the business case for breastfeeding that HRSA put out. And the first two components, place and time, are the two components that are covered within the law, the location for women to breastfeed or pump, and break time in order for them to do that. But we also believe that education, educating employees about why breastfeeding is important, educating managers and employers about not only why breastfeeding is important for moms and babies, but also why breastfeeding is important for employers. So we believe education going on in the workplace is important. Support, co-worker support, employer support, very important. And then we encourage all of our businesses to create a policy so that even though maybe an employer is very supportive, if that person leaves the business, there is a policy in place that says we will provide a location and a break time for all employees to lactate if they need to. So we believe policy, I stress policy very much when I'm talking to businesses. Okay, so I would want to tell you a little bit about our steps going from all the way from recruitment, how do we recruit businesses, to how we follow up with them at the very end. And let me start off by saying we document everything. We have we use Access databases to document our first contacts with employers and continuing through, you know, every contact we make, we also document where they are and when they go through each stage of change, whether it's from pre-contemplation all the way through maintenance. So our first step is to send a letter or email to businesses, inviting them to, you know, discover why the program can help them. It's really just an introductory letter, and then we follow up with businesses. But let me say that this is only one aspect of recruitment. Oftentimes, we also recruit with women themselves, women employees. So we go through employers and employees. We have a brochure that we put into all hospital discharge packets that is a brochure for our program, and that way women who go back to work and might not have support can contact us, and we also help them through that. But one of our main ways is to actually just look at our businesses in New Orleans and send them letters. Our second step is to meet with business personnel, and this is after, you know, a business has expressed some sort of interest. So we meet with the business personnel, whether it's human resources, managers, I've even met with a CEO. We conduct a short assessment of their workplace demographics. Hopefully they're not, you know, if they're expressing interest, they're clearly not all men. And their physical and policy environment. And I also talk about how breastfeeding not only benefits the mother and the babies, but really benefits the employer in terms of lower healthcare costs, in terms of lower employee turnover, and lower employee absenteeism. And employers definitely like to hear that. If requested, we can do a staff assessment survey to determine the need for lactation support if the employer does not have a good feel on that. And sometimes businesses already know what they need or want. If we've sent some letters out recently, and HR people have gotten back to me and said, you know, I've been waiting for this. I'm so excited that you're doing this. We really need this. We've had lots of lactating moms. So our third step is to decide with the employer what the business needs and how to feasibly establish it. This is really just creating a plan for implementation. You know, what every, like I said, every business is very different. The needs are very different. So we just create a plan with the employer. And then if incentive packages are available, we determine whether the business qualifies. So sometimes I work at the Women's Center. Sometimes we have, if we have funding, which, you know, goes off and on, we can create some incentive packages for businesses to start a lactation program. And then we also, as I'm going to mention a little bit later, we work with the Louisiana Breastfeeding Coalition, which has some money and also has had money from the Business Case for Breastfeeding Initiative to create incentive packages for businesses. So I included a picture of a glider, a rocking chair. So that's one of the things that possibly could be an incentive package. We have mini refrigerators, sometimes microwaves, comfortable chairs, little tables, couches. It really depends on what we have at the moment. And then we always provide pamphlets, educational materials, etc. And that is a picture of the Your Guide to Breastfeeding magazine from womenshealth.gov, which they are a resource that they will give to you freely, and we use that quite a bit. Okay, so our fifth step is to provide support and technical assistance with plan implementation. And this might even be drafting email announcements for the employer to send out to employees, all sorts of different things, whatever support the employer needs. And then we ensure that the employer will be monitoring and evaluating the program. We like to encourage them to put sign-in logs in lactation rooms and to really document how women are responding to the program, who is using it, etc. And then lastly, we follow up with the business 6 months after the businesses move into maintenance stage. But we really follow up with them every 6 months after that to continue to see what their usage is. We work with several local organizations, but as I mentioned, one of them is the Louisiana Breastfeeding Coalition, and they have an employer recognition program. They really just coordinate all workplace programs in the state, and the NOLA breastfeeding program is one of two. So one of two actual programs that are cohesive, but we work with them, and especially with their incentive programs. And then we also work with the Louisiana Department of Labor, which the U.S. Department of Labor state branch in Louisiana manages the workplace law. So we work with them quite a bit to inform and do information sessions for different employers. And the Louisiana branch of the Department of Labor already did that, and so we are just adding information sessions about the Breastfeeding Mothers Act. There have been many different approaches that have worked for us in terms of reaching out to businesses. One of them is to take advantage of new construction or new renovation. One example has been the Office of Public Health in Louisiana. That's a picture of our new building. It's very nice. And they now have two lactation rooms within the building. But the Office of Public Health was spread across the whole city, all over the place, and they decided to move everybody into one building. So as soon as we heard that, we jumped on the chance and said, you know what, Office of Public Health does not have dedicated lactation rooms in every building. Why don't we use this opportunity to designate space now? And if anybody of you know anything about construction, designating space early is a key ingredient. So the Office of Public Health now, we worked with them throughout the whole process of their renovation, and they have wonderful lactation rooms, which, of course, is where we should be starting, I mean, with our health entities. Just my next point is utilize women's group and health entities, such as the Office of Public Health, but we also have some other public health entities in New Orleans, such as the Louisiana Public Health Institute and hospitals and of course, other health entities. So we really are trying to start with low-hanging fruit, start with those health places, and I don't care if I'm guilting people into creating lactation support. If they're doing it, they should be doing it if they deal with health, in my opinion. So we do utilize women's groups, which we've very much found useful. And that can be women's groups within businesses and just women's groups within the city, because connections we have found are very important. Everybody, New Orleans is a small city and people know other people. And so if women are within, you know, active in women's groups, well, most of those women are employed, so they can help us branch out to other employers. The current status of the NOLA breastfeeding program is that approximately 50 businesses have been contacted in the last year. And that's just us going out and contacting businesses. That's not the businesses that have contacted us or women who have contacted us in behalf of their business. About 15 businesses are currently in the process of establishing lactation support. So they are in the action phase of the five stages of change. And we have already established about 20 lactation rooms so far in the city of New Orleans. In New Orleans City Hall, which is our newest lactation rooms, hotels, some elementary schools, and hospitals, including hospitals without maternity services. And we've found that they're actually easier than hospitals with maternity services to really get lactation rooms and lactation support and policy in place, because hospitals with maternity services seem to be a little bit harder. They already have certain policies, as we've already talked about in previous presentations. And then other universities in Louisiana. And let me go back for a sec, but we haven't even had time to effectively follow up with all of those 50 businesses that we have first contacted, doing first and second contacts within the last year, because we have had so many requests from other businesses, and it definitely, currently I'm really the only full-time staff on this project, and we have other part-time, but ideally we could have five people full-time and still have lots of interest. So in terms of future steps, right now we are in the process of building a state advisory committee with participants from all sorts of the business sectors, HR organizations, oil and gas, state department, all sorts of different business sectors. We are in the process of kind of bringing people together into a committee that can help us reach out to all of the different types of employers that are in the state of Louisiana. We also want to develop a business acknowledgement and award system. We do designate businesses as breastfeeding friendly or not breastfeeding friendly, and the only two qualifications they need to be breastfeeding friendly is to comply with the law. So we make it easy for them. We say, if you are complying with the law, we will designate you as breastfeeding friendly on our website, and we do some press conferences and things like that. And then we further developing our website, and this is a screenshot of our website at the moment, and it is out of the Tulane School of Public Health, so we would really ideally like to separate the Tulane breastfeeding program from the New Orleans breastfeeding support program, which I'm going to talk in a second about the Tulane breastfeeding program. And we are in the process of creating a larger website for employers for support and for information. But you can just see kind of what it looks like at the moment.